This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Now, some of you are out there and you train. You might have a YouTube channel. You might do a lot of things. Maybe you hunt. Maybe you're training people. Whatever you're doing. One thing I found out when I was in the martial arts, it's always really sort of good to be able to get imagery of that, a video especially. Maybe some of you like to take pictures of what you're doing. So joining me from Bedford Camera is Austin Roberts and Luke Braswell. Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Austin. Hey, I'm sorry, Austin. I got your name wrong.
You again. Did.
That's okay. All right. I confuse you. I always confuse your last name with the guy that runs Gunstreamer.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Yeah, it's Austin Pittman.
Austin Pittman. Now, let's talk a little bit about tech, because we just went through COVID-19. None of the shows happened. None of NAB didn't happen. CES didn't happen. Photokina didn't happen. And those are all big shows for the camera companies. And yet, despite that, without very much fanfare, we've had a bunch of new stuff come out. And do you guys recommend, like, the hybrid cameras style of camera to people that want to shoot video and photo? I mean, do you try to give them something that's sort of versatile?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what they're doing. You know, I mean, the first question we're going to ask is, hey, are you, you know, if you're wanting to film your hunts, for instance, I mean, right now all across the country, you know, hunting season's kind of kicking off. That's a pretty big market for us. And so we're going to ask, okay, are you up in a tree stand self-filming by yourself, or do you have somebody filming, you know, you have a cameraman with you? Kind of what are you doing? Because there's advantages and disadvantages of, you know, the hybrid mirrorless type camera with the interchangeable lenses, and there's also advantages to the camcorder where, you know, I mean, just the standard camera that you just point and hit record.
Right. Yes, they're very distinct advantages with the camcorder. But yeah. For most people, they're going to be, I don't know how many people are out there that are actually as camera crazy as I am. Although there's probably a few, but the YouTube, I mean, guns on YouTube, and I mean, there's whole websites now devoted to people that shoot guns that are shooting video of things. And the whole video process has been more, it's taken the place of people trying guns out. Now they can go online and see somebody try a gun out and get something out of it. You guys sort of cater to those people. You guys are not, you're sort of apolitical when it comes to that, and you're very Second Amendment friendly, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're down here in Arkansas and Oklahoma and Missouri, and we're right there with you on that.
So, sometimes I sit around, and when I'm thinking about some of the stuff that I do, like, I take a variety of cameras out there, but one camera I'm getting ready to order from Bedford is called the Sony A7S III, which is not really a photography camera, but as a video camera. How would you guys rate this as far as what it does versus the package it is? And did you ever think when you got into photography and in the business and everything that you would ever see a camera like this?
So I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, so the great thing about the A7S III is the fact that it is a mirrorless system from Sony. So it's a very small, compact system in comparison to a lot of, you know, full-fledged video cameras or even some of the camcorders out there. And the great thing about the A7S series is the fact that Sony actually designed this camera for the video user. It's only a 12 megapixel full frame sensor, but what that allows for is the fact that it is an incredibly great camera for low light capabilities. So someone that is out shooting in the environment on a early morning, late evening, especially the guys that are doing a lot of hunting and things of that nature, it's an incredible camera for that application. And it has really great specs with the fact that it has in-body stabilization. It does have a CF Express Type A card, so you can get a lot of fast data transfer with it. Overall, it's an incredible camera for the video user.
It also sees in the dark, doesn't it? I mean, you mentioned the low light.
Close.
Yeah, I mean, I've run a Sony A7 III on the range in Las Vegas, and it started out being dusk, but then as it became, dark,
right?
It will allow me to do some things along those lines. But it also does one thing that I think for gun trainers that might come in sort of handy. It does crazy slow motion, doesn't it?
That it does. So the fact that you have continuous 60 frames a second, but even up to 120 frames a second, is an incredible feat for a mirrorless system. Typically for that type of slow motion capabilities, you would have had to go to a full-fledged cinema camera that could have cost, two, three, four times or more than that system there. And it's an incredible camera for somebody trying to kind of slow down and analyze what they're actually doing.
I always hate when I shoot slow motion on me because then I get to see my garbage shooting technique in detail. In detail. Now, we're going to talk about a couple of other cameras as well, but I mean, you also put together packages designed for the hunter, and I want to talk about those simply because cameras are not – there are some cameras out there that are quite robust that can take all kinds of weather. They're weather-sealed. They're designed to be rained on, snowed on, all that other stuff. And I don't know if people understand that sometimes. And I wonder how many hunts that people sit back and say, well, I really wish I'd had something to record that with. And you guys make packages designed for that, don't you?
We do.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've gotten together with a lot of professionals in the hunting arena, a lot of guys that have TV shows on Sportsman's Network and Outdoor Channel and that kind of stuff. And basically we've gotten with them and said, okay, help us build these packages. I mean, we know the camera gear, we know that, but you guys are out in the field, you're doing this, every day in all these weather conditions in Montana and Colorado and Alaska and all over the place. So, I mean, what do we need to put into this package to get these people exactly what they need? And so, I mean, it's not just us throwing some random stuff together. I mean, this is what the experts are talking about. And like you said, a lot of the cameras are weather sealed to some degree and have that. But, I mean, you want to keep them protected. You want a good case and you want, maybe even depending on what you're doing, a hard, totally waterproof case. But it's not just the cases and just the protection. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. If you're just like, man, this Luke guy knows what he's talking about, and he's really impressed me with all this technical stuff, and I'm going to order an A7S III, and I'm going to go out and film my hunt. And so you go on Bedfords.com, you order the A7S III, and that's all you order, you're not going to be very successful. If you don't have some way to stabilize that, with a tree arm, and if you don't have audio capabilities, and if you don't have, a fast enough memory card, I mean, extra batteries, there's all this stuff that you need, and rather than just go in and try to pick and choose, it's like, okay, here you go. Here is the package that the guys at Become One TV show recommend. There you go for this camera. That's everything you need. Place that in your cart, and you're good to go.
Hang on for me, guys. We're coming up on the break. Bedfords, with a plural, .com is the website. There you can find these packages. You can call them and tell them what you're looking for. What he's basically telling you is that if you come and buy something from them, if you take the time to communicate with them, you won't get out there and find out, wow, I needed this, that, and the other. They'll make sure you have this, that, and the other. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
how much I care to make my pops want to toss it all the wisdom he shared.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Lock and Load. Coming to us from Bedford Cameras is Austin Pittman and Luke Braswell. We're talking about stuff that you can use on your hunt, on your training, commemorating what you're doing, critiquing what you're doing. Let's talk real quick about the difference between a dedicated camcorder and a hybrid camera, which is the kind of camera I use mainly, although I do have a very good camcorder that I got from Bedford's. With a camcorder, and you got one of you can correct me on this one, you have two things that you don't have most of the time in a hybrid camera, except some of the latest ones. You have stabilization and really good focus, right?
Right. So there's a few other things that, you know, make a camcorder a great option, and that's going to be the fact that with a actual camcorder, it is a dedicated video camera. So you have the capability of doing extended record times on it, whereas most mirrorless or DSLR cameras will have a record limit of like 29 minutes and 59 seconds. And then you may have a little more overheating issues possibly with a mirrorless or a DSLR camera in comparison to just the camcorder style.
Right. And also the limit is because in Europe they have something called a value-added tax, and if it records longer than 30 minutes, they will add that value-added tax and drive the price up, right?
You're absolutely correct.
So the camcorder now, do they, with some of the packages you make for hunting, which is outdoors, do you have camcorders that are robust enough to take it, take what you're going to be doing to them when you go outside with them? Like I know Les Stroud, he always walked around with a camcorder on a tripod aimed back at him when he was doing Survivor Man. So I know there's, this one that I've got, this Z150, it seems like it's pretty tough and can take some stuff. What is the advantage of that outdoors?
So one of the big advantages of having a camcorder over like a hybrid camera, a mirrorless system, a DSLR, is the fact that you typically have more audio connectivity and control, and you also have everything built into one housing. So you don't necessarily have to worry about switching lenses, or having that as a break point or a dust-dirt type of point. Everything is built all in together with a video camera, such as like a camcorder, like your Z150 or a Z190, something in that realm. Those are super beneficial because you don't have to worry about carrying on a lot of interchangeable lenses or a lot of equipment that may need to be utilized to actually attach all of the audio equipment that you may want. But that is the kind of the double-edged sword there, is you don't have any way to change lenses to get a different view, to get further out or wider or different applications that you may be able to apply a mirrorless or DSLR system towards.
Here's another thing, Bill, on that. I mean, we've talked a little bit several times already about, you know, being out in the elements, and obviously whether you're out, you know, on a range, you know, or up in a tree stand or whatever, you know, I mean, you're outside, you're in the elements. There's a chance of the camera falling out of a tree stand. There's a chance of it falling in the water. You know, I mean, it's a pretty, it's kind of a risky situation that you're taking these expensive cameras in.
Yeah.
There's a really good extended warranty program, which I'm not usually a huge extended warranty guy, but if you know that you're going to be out and you're going to be, you know, 30 feet up in a tree, you know, 30 days in a row type of thing, and in the elements and in the weather and all of that, you can buy this extended no-fault warranty, essentially, that covers anything other than loss, theft, or fire. So if you drop that thing out of your tree stand and it falls 30 feet and, you know, breaks into 100 different pieces, you scrape those 100 pieces off, throw them in a box, send them to this company, and they'll fix it or replace it.
Now, do you guys carry certain, like, mounts or something that you can mount, like, say, to a tree to keep it secure?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a company called Fourth Arrow. And they have the best one. We've done a bunch of research. Obviously, our affiliates that are in the hunting industry have done a bunch of research, and they're really good arms. They're pretty affordable. They ratchet right to a tree, and then you basically have, you put a little fluid head on it, and you have total movement where you can position the camera right where, you know, right where you want it. You let it go, and it locks into place right there, and then you can go do your thing and makes it real easy. Fourth aero camera arm.
Yeah, I've been, you know, they mount cars, they mount cameras to cars and everything else. I'm sure they got to have something that mounts to a tree. Now, one thing we haven't mentioned in the little bit of time, they also have the sports cameras, the GoPros and the DJIs and the 360s and everything. It really just comes in where you want it to go. But the GoPro can take just about anything, can't it?
Yeah, they're very, very durable, very waterproof. I mean, that's what that camera is designed for. And they give you really good quality footage, but they have some limitations, especially in the zooming range. And, you know, if you're taking stuff close up and, you know, action stuff, if you're riding your mountain bike down a trail, or if you're hooking it to your, you know, the back of your fishing boat where you're pretty close to it, they work really, really well. If you're trying to film a deer that you're about to shoot at 80 yards, you're not going to be able to tell that there's a deer there. You know, I mean, it's a wide-angle perspective camera.
Right, right.
So what a lot of guys will do is they'll have their camcorder in the tree on this fourth arrow tree arm, and then they'll have a GoPro faced back on them. So you can kind of splice that footage in and see their reaction and see that kind of stuff.
And do you have, like, packages put together for that so they can...
Absolutely.
Now, and, you know, I've wondered about this, and I think I've mentioned this to you, Austin, before, but are camcorders, are the lenses on camcorders parfocal?
That depends on which camcorder. Most of them are, especially the new ones. When you start zooming through the range, you're typically not going to be in a super shallow aperture depth of field. So
right.
Most generally, when you're in a camcorder throughout the consumer up to even like prosumer and pro camcorders, you're going to have a really good capability of being a parfocal lens as long as it's in autofocus and not in manual focus. And at
parfocal.
That point, you'll need to adjust things.
For those that don't know, parfocal means it is stays in focus while zooming in or coming out, which you cannot do with a manual focus or a manual zoom lens. You're going to have to adjust focus as you go. You can go to Bedfords.com to check their stuff out. Lock and Load is the promo code if you want to get something there and get a break on the price. And look at all their, you know, hunting season has started. I'm getting texts right now from people that are hunting, and they're sending me pictures, so I know that some of you are doing this stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Contempt for the American people and their health.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting the president for his comments about coronavirus. The Democrat from California continues.
Contempt for any real effort to crush the virus. Contempt for his supporters.
Pelosi was not asked about her comments regarding Chinatown on February 24th.
We want to be vigilant about what it might be on what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it, but we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown.
At least 7 people are dead as a result of wildfires raging in the western United States. California alone has set a record this year with nearly 2.3 million acres being destroyed by wildfires. And President Trump set to hold a campaign event in Michigan tonight. This is USA Radio News. The number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continues to decline in many places, including California. Governor Gavin Newsom reporting a 24% decline in statewide hospitalizations over a 14-day period, and a 7-day average for positive infections is at 3.8%. All of this is good news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
Is everyone worrying about after the Labor Day weekend? But I want to report that in the United States, over the last 2 weeks, new cases are down 13%, deaths are down 25%, and over the last 3 days, we're having a dramatic decrease, less than 30,000 new cases across the United States over the last 3 days post-Labor Day weekend. We're still keeping an eye on that.
The legislative director for the Democratic Speaker of the House in Oregon was arrested during rioting in Portland over the weekend. The woman arrested for interfering with a police officer. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Austin Pittman and Luke Braswell from Bedford Cameras. And, you know, one thing we've never spoken about is drones for the outdoorsman.
There's a lot of them out there.
But you guys sell DJI, which is like the leading brand. I have a DJI Mavic. I got the first Mavic when it came out. Haven't felt really a need to upgrade it yet because I just don't get to fly it that much. But I would imagine for the outdoorsman, that would be a primo camera to have with you.
Absolutely. It allows you to get a shot that you can't get otherwise unless you're a helicopter pilot and having a great time. It's a fantastic way to really kind of spice up your whole video.
How much did the drone, because it used to be that you had to have, like you said, a helicopter. Then you had to have a camera that fit on the helicopter. And, the only way you could get aerial shots was to hire the helicopter. How much did drones change filmmaking and aerial photography?
You know, it really changed the whole environment of it drastically, especially clients or companies that didn't have, you know, major motion picture budgets. Anything from even a large scale down, you are now able to hire one guy that has his pilot's license and be able to fly a $3,000, $4,000 drone at the higher end for a day, and it costs you, you know, pennies compared to what it would to hire a cinematographer and a pilot and the helicopter and the fuel and everything else. So it actually opened up that environment drastically to almost everyone.
drones.
And the quality of them, the video quality is amazing. Like, the video quality and the stabilization, the gimbals that are on there, I mean, it's just, it'll blow you away. I'm sure everybody's obviously seen drone footage at this point. It's all over the place. But, you know, before, even if you had that helicopter and had, you know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing for $1,000 or $2,000 the quality of footage that you can get.
Yeah, the drones nowadays, they're pretty smart things. You can program to do all manner of things. I see all these guys that get out there, and I've never had the courage to do this, but they'll lock the drone on their car and then drive and let the drone track them as they drive the car.
Yeah, it's got that. It's got the come home feature. You know, if you get it out and you kind of get beyond your distance and you get turned around, you know, and you're not sure, you can hit a button on your remote and it'll fly back and land within, what is it, Luke, like 5 feet from where you took it off from?
Yeah.
It's usually within 5 to 10 feet of where you took off.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's all kinds of stuff. There's the follow features. There's the, you can set a course. If you've got a piece of property that you're kind of wanting to get a video and kind of map out, you can actually go on to the app and set it where, and it'll, you know, fly the perimeter of your property. I mean, there's so many things you can do.
Drones nowadays don't fly off and leave you, do they? I mean, in the old days with DJI, the Phantom, when you were still mounting GoPros to it, they had a tendency to where if you lost contact with it, which was basically line of sight, bye-bye drone, right?
Yeah, it's a funny story on that. We had a big photo expo in Little Rock 1 year, and this was pretty early in the drone, and this was not a DJI, this was a different company. But they flew their reps in, they had they had all their drones there, and we were doing drone demos, and these guys flew one up, and it got up about 60 feet in the air, and it just, like you said, it just got a mind of its own and took off. And I mean, it was gone. Like, we never found it. And I mean, they're trying to sell drones to these people, and I mean, it was just, there you go. See you later.
Now, on the other hand, you can actually buy insurance for these things now, can't you? Against flyaways.
You can, and they have a little black box similar to an airplane. So, you know, if you send a DJI drone in and say, hey, look, you know, I mean, it was just up at 200 feet and it just fell out of the sky. And here you go. They can go in there and look at it and say, oh, well, the reason that it did that is the battery ran out. And, it gave you three alarms that said, hey, you need to bring this thing back. It's about to die. And you ignored all of them. And that's why it fell 300 feet out of the air. You know, so, I mean,
add to that, just so everyone knows. Nowadays, especially with the DJI drones, that if the battery gets too low, it will automatically disengage your controls and fly home and land it before the battery actually is emptied.
It's very hard to break them now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To break a drone. Yeah. I sort of like that part. That's why I'm probably going to end up updating whenever it is I update. I'm probably going to wait to see what the new one that comes out with the Air, because I think between the Mavic and the Mavic Air, which one do you guys think is the best bang for the buck?
Well, I think it completely depends on what type of flying you're going to be doing. The Air, of course, is much smaller and is more portable and packable. But I will say, if you ever encountered with more of a maybe less than savory wind conditions or weather conditions, because the Mavic is slightly larger, it performs better in that regard.
Right.
The remote is also a lot better on the Mavic, too. That Mavic Air, you know, you pretty much, you can get that little remote for it, but you're using your phone as the screen. Whereas on the Mavic 2 Pro, you can get the smart remote that has the screen built in, which is pretty handy.
Okay, yeah. I didn't even think about that. That's today, with the stuff that you guys carry, you know, I've heard this story that when we went to the moon, they went with less computer power than an iPhone has now. And the kind of stuff that you guys have, if this the kind of quality that somebody can get out of whatever they're doing, whether it's aerial, hybrid, camcorder, maybe even to a certain degree some of the GoPros and some of that other stuff, this is actually just about motion picture quality, isn't it?
Yes, most of these GoPros, or not GoPros, but drones, are shooting at 4K resolution.
Right.
And some even having a, you know, very high resolution photo side of it as well. So you can get a really great high resolution, great quality type of output from just a small DJI, you know, Mavic or Air, and not have to spend, you know, $3,000 or $4,000. You can get a great quality to match the cameras that you spent all that money on to get nice 4K footage that looks great, and you can blend them together beautifully.
Coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I want to talk about one thing that hunters and shooters and hikers, if you guys want to record what you're doing, there's one thing that they sell, and they sell a variety of these things, and we're going to talk about those when we get back. It's something called a gimbal, and it works with a variety of different devices. We'll tell you what that saves and everything else. In the meantime, you can go to bedfords.com, promo code lock and load. That will get you in there. They carry everything that every other big camera store carries, except they are Pro 2A, Pro Second Amendment. And just to give you an idea of why that's important, I used to buy all of my stuff at B&H, which is the biggest camera store, they say, on the world, on the planet. And I went to them one day because they do a lot of testing and sending stuff out, and there's like a bunch of you know, Sony testers and Panasonic testers and Canon testers, and they always get the latest camera to test. And I simply asked to do that with my YouTube channel, and they looked at my YouTube channel because it's about guns. They said no. So, that is not the case at Bedfords. Check them out at bedfords.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this is sort of a special treat where we get to talk to people that actually help us remember what we did, create those memories, the imagery, so joining me once again is Austin Pittman and Luke Braswell from Bedford Cameras. 4K video, how long will that be a viable video codec for people that might upload it or post it or something like that? How far, is it going to outlive me, the stuff that I'm posting now?
You know, Austin, you may have a different opinion on this, but at least from what I'm seeing, I think 4K will be the standard for a very long time. And the reason why I say that is because even now, when you go on YouTube or Vimeo or whatever, there, all of these streaming sites, vast majorities of these sites are only streaming in 1080 as of right now. You can have the option of utilizing and viewing, 4K, but I don't see that going away to something greater than 4K, anytime within the next even 10 years. And that being said, you think about how long it took 4K TVs to become a very popular and viable option over at 1080p.
Right.
And we're just now getting to where it's getting into a consumer hand of that nature. So I see 4K being around as the standard for a very long time.
Let's talk about one of the tools that is the modern-day videographer would have at his disposal, and that is a gimbal. Back in the day, you would see these guys on TV, especially at sporting events, the Steadicam guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he would look like a little bit like RoboCop, because he'd have on a vest with an extending arm, and then the Steadicam is attached to that, and he's always got a gigantic camera to that. And that the learning curve on being a Steadicam operator is pretty, it's a marathon course, isn't it? It's not, you actually have to get certified to do it, don't you?
So if you want to be good, there are actual courses that you can take to operate them. Personally, I used to operate a Steadicam, and I was never good at it. I used a Steadicam for probably a year and a half and got to where I was adequate. But there are guys out there that do that for a living, even today, on big motion picture sets, that it is an art form. And you have to practice and practice and practice to be even remotely good at it. So there are, of course, easier options nowadays for the vast majority of us that want to get that type of look, but don't have the time or skill to facilitate countless hours of training with it.
And you're talking about gimbals, which you guys sell.
Absolutely.
The DJI. And I have both the Ronin S and the Ronin SC. The Ronin S, as far as I can tell, I don't own a camera that is too heavy for it. It might be geometrically the wrong size or something and might be hard to balance, but I don't own a camera that this will not balance. And the Ronin SC, on the other hand, for a mirrorless camera, that is just about perfect. And it has so many things you can do with it. You can remote control it and do all kinds of other things. And you could pick one of these things up, and the learning curve on this is like, what, 2 or 3 days compared to years?
Exactly, exactly. You watch a good, you know, YouTube video of how to set it up properly, and then once you do that, it's a matter of hours even of operation, and you'll be comfortable enough with it that you're getting great shots.
I use
it. And obviously at a fraction of the cost of a Steadicam. I mean, they're
absolutely
super inexpensive.
Well, I mean, when I go to SHOT Show, for example, I'm in there and I'm if we ever have SHOT Show again, I'm going to take my Sony A7S III and I'm going to take my Sony Z150. But there will be people there using like the DJI Osmo smartphone gimbal.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Using like a you know, iPhone or Android phone, and they'll be doing their video that way.
Absolutely.
And this has completely changed the whole dynamic of all this stuff, hasn't it? You don't have to be a professional to do something professional looking.
That's the big thing. I mean, and we've talked about it through this whole show. I mean, you talk about the drones and you talk about the gimbals and you talk about, you know, I mean, all these cameras that shoot in 4K. I mean, there's a lot of people, if you look on YouTube, there's a lot of people that are filming stuff in really, really, you know, that 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, you couldn't do unless you had movie production stuff. I mean, it's just, for a couple of thousand dollars, you can get a camcorder and a gimbal and add a drone for $1,000, and all of a sudden you're putting out content.
Yeah.
I mean, really good content.
And I mean, a lot of stuff nowadays is being, a lot of major motion pictures are being shot with no intent of ever going to a theater. Now they're on Apple, they're on Netflix, they're on something like that. And you guys sell the cameras that will actually, the Blackmagic has a sensor that will work with that. And I think probably do some of the Canons that you have, the C200, 300?
Absolutely. We're a full-line Canon Cine EOS dealer. So anything that you ever want as a Canon cinema shooter, we've got.
I got to say this. I called Austin when I spoke to Luke about this too, when the Canon R5 and R6 were coming out, and I decided I wanted to get the R5 or the R. I really wanted the R5, except the R5 is I don't know that I have a computer that would handle the codec with that because it shoots 8K video. But the cameras themselves, I've heard various things about them having overheating issues and such, and that's why I decided to go with the Sony A7S III, because, one, I have lenses to go with that and everything else. But I really wish Canon, and you can explain this to me. Have you ever heard of the Canon Cripple Hammer?
Canon Cripple Hammer? No,
yeah.
That's new to me.
Yeah, you never heard of that? I always hear people saying, oh, they hit it with the Cripple Hammer yet again. Because I started out with Canon. I started out shooting video on a Canon 60D.
Sure.
I thought I was a big dog with that thing, and I shot video with it, and I loved it, and I'm colorblind, so when I shoot, I try to shoot in some sort of a log, which with the 60D, I hit it with Magic Lantern and got a few things going, but I really wanted to switch back to Canon this time. And in your capacity, when people are calling you about this stuff, like, I know, like, Luke, you haven't had any trouble with the R6, have you?
I haven't. I mean, I have a few friends that are currently utilizing the R6 and have had great results with it. I've also used an R5 for a little while as well. Now, granted, I didn't do any long, you know, shooting hours with it. So, you know, on hour 6 or hour 8 as you're using it, I'm not sure what that looks like. But I didn't have any issues with it at all. Now, the thing that a lot of people want to jump to is, oh, it overheats. It's probably not the greatest camera. But the only time that we've had, or at least personally, had any issues in that regard was if we were shooting 8K RAW.
Right.
Now, a lot of people will look at that and go, oh, well, I don't want it. But in all actuality, the vast, vast majority of even commercial clients don't even use 8K RAW. It is still the standard to shoot in
4K.
Between 4K and 6K.
Yeah.
And you know, 8K RAW is a massive file.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
Yeah, there's not very many computers that you're even going to be able to work with that kind of a file. I mean,
exactly.
It's such a giant file.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time, and I'm going to be ordering my A7S III later on this month when it finally starts shipping. And when that happens, you guys need to come back on and let's talk about that and the world of cameras as it pertains to people who shoot guns.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
We appreciate you letting us come on.
Yes, sir. Promo code is lock and load, bedfords.com. Thanks for joining me, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.